Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Finances with Francine and Friends. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. Our mission at Finances with Francine and Friends is to share information, updates, guest highlights, and keep you educated on all things financial. Today, I have special guests with me, Michelle Ewing and Kevin Green of Five Rings Financial. So this is your first time tuning in to our broadcast. We thank you so very much. If you are a longtime listener of any of our programs, we thank you as well. And I'm going to bring on Michelle and say hello. Hi, Michelle. How are you today?
Hello,
Michelle.
How are you? Hi, how are you? I had to take myself off mute here. I'm doing fantastic.
Okay.
How about yourself?
Wonderful. And we're going to bring Kevin in. Hello, Kevin. How are you today?
How you doing, Francine? Feeling good to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, thank you so much to our audience. I just introduced Michelle Ewing and Kevin Green of Five Rings Financial. Michelle and Kevin will be sharing with us their journey on the road to financial freedom, a few tips, and maybe a secret or two. If you would like to contact me after the broadcast, my number is 757-567-6734. And I am Francine Humphrey, your host for today. Today, our topic is money personalities. So we're going to jump right in with that topic. And I'm going to have Kevin describe some of the money personalities.
Okay, well, there are five money personalities. The first one is saver, which, as the name implies, savers are good at saving money. They genuinely get a rush out of saving. They have a great sense of pride whenever they saved money on a deal or a transaction. Spender is the second category. And spenders, again, as the name implies, they get a rush out of spending. And it doesn't matter to them, this is the odd thing, it doesn't matter if they're buying a package of gum or a sports car, it's the spending that gives them the rush, and that's what they're seeking. Next topic or category is a risk taker. Risk takers are very similar to spenders. They get a rush out of spending, but it's not just the spending that gives them the rush, it's the deal. So they're always out looking for the next great deal that they can invest in. They may not get a rush out of buying a package of gum or a sports car, but if they feel they've got that package of gum at a great discount over what everybody else is paying for it, that's what's going to give them the rush that they're looking for. So risk takers are the third category. Let me describe the other two.
Yes, because you said five, okay. So keep going.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you're going to ask Michelle to jump in there. The fourth category is a security seeker. And security seekers, they want to know that their future is settled. They want to know that their future is safe. And that's what they have their spending habits moving towards, that feeling of security, that feeling of safety in the future. And the fifth category is the flyer. Flyers are an interesting group because they don't care about money at all. It isn't a thought when they go out. They go out thinking about the experience. It's like, oh, I could take a world cruise. I want to do that. It'd be a great experience. They don't think about how much it costs. They don't think about how they're going to pay for it. They just think about the experience. They don't think about money as a pro or a con. Just not a thought at all.
Okay, thanks for that description of the five money personalities. Now, if you're listening to the broadcast today, like I tell you every time we're on, you need to get your pencil and paper ready because Michelle is going to describe to you a couple of these personalities and give you some examples. So, Michelle?
Okay, well, as I say, five. So I'll talk about the ones that apply to me. For example, I am a spender. I grew up being a spender, and so I have no problem living in the moment and making great memories. That's very important to me. I am a live-in-the-moment type of girl. I love to buy things for other people as well. I get a thrill from the purchase, like Kevin said, and I can be kind of impractical and impulse at times, you know. No lists, no limits. Or I might go in with a list, but then I come out with things that are not on my list, you know. So I don't really think too much, and that can cause problems with my spouse or my mate. So for all the spenders out here who like to purchase things in a moment, and we're impulse shoppers, and we don't talk to our spouse about it, then that could cause us some trouble at home. And sometimes we can also have some regret for our impulse shopping. And we are typically budget breakers, but we're great at creating them, but we really stick. And then I vacillate between the risk and a flyer, right? Flyers never be content with life, and we're really big on relationships, and we're kind of happy to let somebody else take care of finances because we're not motivated by money. I know I wasn't worried about it, so I wouldn't even really think about it at all, and I was kind of disorganized, and I lacked some skills needed to solve my money problems. Like, I knew how to do things. I was very action-heavy. If my bill came up, I paid it. If I could pay it off, I would pay it off, you know. So I'd be hyper-responsible in areas, and then I wouldn't even look at my account in other areas. Those are two of the ones where they're a big deal. And then the risk-takers, they're big-picture people. They get excited about possibilities. And let me tell you something, I get excited about possibilities, right? And I love finding that next adventure, especially if it's something having to do with traveling. And I'm not afraid to make decisions. I'm like, listen, at least I'll know what happened. But I'm not going to be stuck in indecision, that's for sure, because I get blinded by possibilities at times. So, you know, and people tend to resent me because I'm very impatient, and sometimes I can be insensitive. So those are some of the examples of what people with those money personality types, what can happen, and the snags we can get into with the people who love us that are around us. You know, if we're spenders and we're impulsive and willing to take risks, that can make some people crazy. You know, trust me, it can make some people crazy. So that's something to think about when we are in our own money personality.
Okay, great. Awesome. Kevin, can you describe the other two personalities and give examples?
A saver is somebody, again, you get that rush out of saving. And for them, they very rarely make impulsive purchases. They always have to think things through, plan it out. Is this a good way to spend money? Is it going to take away from my big picture of saving? And that could be great, especially if they're your partner, if they're savers. But unfortunately, it's that lack of spontaneity sometimes that can cause some problems in relationships if their partner isn't also a saver. Some of the other weaknesses of being a saver, other than the lack of spontaneity, is that sometimes they get the label of being cheap or penny pinchers, when they're really sort of just looking forward thinking, and they're not living in the moment. So, I don't know, savers sometimes get a bad rap because of the penny pincher and being labeled as cheap. But when you need money and you need to borrow money, they're the person you need to turn to because you know they're going to have the money ready and waiting for you. And let's see, what other category?
Now, I love laughing because my dad to get a bad rap for being saver. We saw him cheap. We're like, no, Dad, cheap. If you back up against the wall, you can suck a brick out of the wall. I mean, it's like, you're cheap. I'm just saying because that's so true. That's so true.
Okay, and the other one was the security seeker.
Okay. How did I forget that one? I'm actually a security seeker.
Is that you, Kevin?
that is one of my strong suits, yes. Excellent planner. You know, they plan out everything. They plan out a budget. They stick to their budgets. They're very trustworthy when it comes to money. You can always count on them. They're always reliable in that respect. Unfortunately, some of the weaknesses of being a security seeker is they analyze every single purchase that they make, and they get caught sometimes in analysis paralysis. they're spending all this time looking at it, whether they should do it or shouldn't do it, that they end up not making a decision. And that's definitely a heavy weakness when it comes to being a security seeker. Another one is they're just bad at risk. And life has risks attached to it. And unfortunately, when you're trying to seek that security, that's your main goal, you don't handle risk very well. When risk comes up, it paralyzes you. You don't make a decision. So depending on who your life partner might be, you might need them to bring you along a little bit and nudge you forward so you can live life a little bit more in the moment as opposed to always thinking about the future and your security.
Okay. Great stuff. So, Michelle, where can we find more information on these money habits?
Well, when we do our Wine Women Wealth and we come up with our presentation, we basically use a book called The Five Money Personalities, written by Scott Palmer. And Scott and Bethany Palmer have the website called www.themoneycouple.com. And there, you can go there and actually take the assessment. You're going to take the assessment, and it will give you both your primary and your secondary money habit so that you can have an idea of who you are as a person. You know, it helps a lot. You and your spouse or you and your partner can go and check that out. Or even if you don't have a spouse or a partner, you can also go and just assess yourself, because the best thing that you can ever do for yourself is know thyself, right? Know thyself. That way you know what your capabilities and your limitations are, because neither one of these money personalities are bad. They just are. They have their pluses and they have their minuses. And the big deal to have here, what's very important, is striking a balance, right? Finding some balance so that you can be successful in your financial journey. So again, the name of the book is The Five Money Personalities by Palmer. And there's the website, themoneycouple.com, where you can go and you can take the money assessment, and they will give you your primary and your secondary habit.
Okay, great. Michelle, you said that you were a spender. That was your number one and where you actually started from.
Yes.
Okay. And we know that being a spender, if you get a chance to spend some money, you're going to do it, right? So what do you have one thing that you would buy on an impulse? Because impulse means you're going to do it right then. But has there ever been a time that you just went out and just bought something really off the wall and you didn't plan to do it, but you did it anyway?
I would say probably a motorcycle. Like, I went out and I was like, you know what? I want a motorcycle. I mean, that is how I roll, y'all. I'm telling you right now, if I want it, I'm going to get it, right? So I'm just in full transparency here. So I went out and I got a motorcycle because I just felt like that was something that I wanted to do in my life. So I went out there, I got my motorcycle. I rode it a couple of times, you know what I mean? A friend of mine would ride it for me as well because I didn't always ride it. And the real riders out there, they're like, okay, you're not a real rider. Okay, whatever, but I have that bike out there, so when I want to get on it, I'm going out there, born to be wild, okay? The wind is going to be blowing through my helmet. I don't care what nobody says. And then it had gotten stolen, and I was transferring to D.C., and I didn't want to be riding a motorcycle in the middle of all that traffic, so I just got the money back from the insurance, paid off the bike, and called it a day. But that's an example of one of the times when I had an impulse purchase. Not then in the moment, but I was insistent on getting it because I went to a dealer here, and they wanted to charge me too much, so we went to West Virginia, and we bought it there for cheaper. So I will go around for the deal. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to pay more than I want to pay for something, but I will definitely go and get something that I want. And I'm very impulsive when it comes to shoes. Do not let me walk through Macy's, okay? And they say something about a sale going on over there, and I'll be like, ooh. And then they print me off coupons to my son. You save 30% if you get another pair. I said, I just want to keep me spending my money. What is going on here? And then I buy another pair. So, you know, guilty as charged.
Absolutely.
So, you know.
You do, and that's one of the, for those who haven't read the book yet. One of the things about the spender is they're usually very generous. It's not about them all the time. They're always doing something for someone else. And I know that to be true of Michelle, not just because she's here, but it's the truth. And anybody that knows her knows that it's the truth. She's always thinking about how she can bring joy to someone else. Even if she's shopping, she's always thinking about the other person.
Yes.
So that's, you know, one of her the good traits about being a spender, and I definitely can identify. Kevin, you said that you were a security seeker. And security seekers, one of their personalities is being an investigator, which fits perfectly with you because I know you, and also finding security in wealth. Okay. So can you share with the audience how you are able to do that now? Because, you know, you've come full circle in your career, and you're at a place where your life is totally different. It's not like it used to be. Could you share what that looks like for you, the security in where you are right now?
Well, I grew up in New York City in projects, and so saving money for the future is just something that you were taught to do from day one. You always put money aside for a rainy day, and that nest egg just kept building and building, waiting for that rainy day. And for me, that hasn't changed. I still, whenever I can, I save money. Before I make any large purchases, I do analyze it in every great detail as much as I can. That being said, Michelle, if you'd like to spend and buy me a motorcycle, I'm down for that. just let you know. We could both be happy.
Yes.
I analyze every purchase that I make, whether it's a car or, you know, a condo, or whatever purchases I'm going to make, I analyze them in great detail. Another one of my personalities is a saver, and I think those two of them sort of go hand in hand, where I do feel a genuine sense of pride when I've saved money, when I've gotten a good deal on something and set it aside. So I need that person in my life that's the exact opposite, that's going to nudge me a little bit into living more in the moment instead of saving for the future.
Great, 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 great. So we're going to take a break right here for like 2 seconds, and we're going to pay the bills, and we'll be right back with Finances with Francine and Friends. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Finances with Francine and Friends. This show is being hosted by Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show, with your hosts Francine Humphrey and Veronica McMillan. The show is on every Thursday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so please tune in to the show. Now we're going to jump right back in with Michelle and Kevin. Michelle, did you actually take a personal assessment of yourself, because I know you were describing yourself. Did you have an opportunity to do that? And if you did, what was the result of your assessment?
Well, I did take the assessment at the website that I had mentioned, themoneycouple.com, and my assessment came out as spender. No shocker there, because historically my mother is a spender, right? So I was a Macy's kid way back when they came up with Macy's kid as like an adolescent and a teenager. And it also said, I took it twice because it said I was a spender and it said a risk taker. And then when I took it the second time, it said I was a spender and a flyer. So the spender did not change, you know. And so I really think I'm a mixture between the risk taker and the flyer because it's all situational. But when I tell you the spender piece was not a surprise, and you're right, I will go out and I will spend on other people as well because my love language is acts of service. So if somebody mentions they need something out about and I see it, I'm going to get it. I'm like, oh, Francine said she needed that. She said she did. I will not want to go to the motorcycle, but you know,
but
like,
I need it. But I
needed that. She did not need a motorcycle. Just like I did not need a motorcycle. See, I have evolved, right? So I now I know the difference between a want and a need.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I did take that assessment, and that those were my results. I am a spender, and because I am a spender, I learned to save first. I learned to put into my savings, and what I have left, I'm able to spend. So I had to learn how to do that as I grew up and I matured, because, you know, I'm not used to not having what I need. And if I spend too much, then I can't take care of the things that I need. So I'm responsible around that. It's like, oh, no. All my bills need to be taken care of. So what's left is mine, and I play. You know, that's typical money personality.
Okay. Now, Kevin, you said the security seeker. Were you able to take the assessment? And if so, would you share something? Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Well, my primary trend was to be a saver, and then the secondary was to be a security seeker. And the two of them go hand in hand. And like I say, it's just been the story of my life. As I was younger, I always start off like, you know, save for the rainy day. What I try to do now is I put my money in buckets. When I talk to my clients, I'll advise them to do the same thing. Put your money in buckets. Put some money away for the rainy day. Put some money away for just life experiences to have fun with at the moment. Because if you try to save everything, you're going to end up breaking that budget in a short period of time because you have that impulse to buy something and you don't have any money to do it because you're saving it. And if you try to do that too much, you end up not living your life and you end up breaking your budget anyway. So you might as well just put your money in separate buckets. Bucket, save a little bit for the future, a little bit for spending now, a little bit maybe for a rainy day, but just sort of when you get your paycheck, divide it up so you can have some money to play with and have fun and enjoy your life. And that's what I am struggling with every day, is making sure that I put enough money aside to just have some play money that I don't have to worry about where it is, what I'm doing with it, you know, if I'm just spending it frivolously or not, but there's got to be some money there just to live my life.
Okay, great. And this is a question for you both. And Michelle, I'll ask you first, and then Kevin, you can just piggyback when she's done. Has working with Five Rings Financial made any impact on your relationship with money?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It has made me more conscientious about what I do with my money, because as I spoke to you at a couple of sessions before, I am the type of person where I got involved with Five Rings Financial just so that I can make sure I stay on top of my finances and I understand how money works, because I have to be able to walk the talk, right? That's leadership. You have to lead by example. So if I'm going to be helping other people with their money, I sure as heck better have my money together, okay? Because you can't be sitting up here in front of people talking about what they need to do with their money if you can't figure out what to do with your own. So that's one of the ways I trick myself into doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I have to be there for other people. So working with Five Rings Financial, I have to practice what I preach. It's one thing to know something in theory. It's another thing to know how to apply it and be able to apply it from a place of experience. So while we don't tell people that they can't have the things that they like, we ask them to make a couple of small changes in order to help save themselves and set themselves up for a phenomenal financial future. So working with Five Rings has definitely made me more conscious about money, and it has taught me how money works. So now I know how important it is to move my money out of a regular savings account and into an index account where I will be able to benefit from higher interest rates and compound interest. And it taught me how compound interest works against me in the form of my credit cards and my loans. So, yes, working with Five Rings Financial has definitely helped change my relationship with money.
Kevin?
Francine, as far as I'm concerned, yes, working with Five Rings has helped me change my approach towards money. The whole bucket approach is something I've learned from Five Rings. Being a saver, you often will put off for today for the future. It's just your nature, and that's always been my nature. It's always been very disciplined about that. I will be very reserved and very careful with my money. But when I sit down with people to help them work out their budgets, not every person is a saver, and not every person can make that sacrifice for the present for the future. And that's how I learned that people will break their budgets if you put them on something that's too tight and they don't have enough play money in their budget. So when I'm sitting down and working with my clients, I try to make sure that they understand they have to build that in as well. And that, because I've learned it now, that you have to build that in. Not everybody's going to be at discipline to stay on budget. So you have to build in the play money, and that's one of the greatest things I've learned from Five Rings is how to put the money in buckets. So you can live your life now, you can save for the mid-range, and you can also provide for your retirement long-term. And just divide your income up, divide your money up, so that you can enjoy all aspects of life.
Great.
Yeah, that's right, Kevin. Don't be trying to clip our wings, okay? We got to be able to fly a little bit. We trying to take all the money. I can't even have no fun. What you talking about? We got to live.
I know there are flyers out there, and sometimes they're my clients, so you have to work with them.
Yes. Great. Michelle, can you share how someone can get in touch with you and where they can attend upcoming events with Five Rings Financial?
Yes, they can log into Eventbrite at 5R East. So it's Five Rings East at eventbrite.com. And there's a schedule that we have up there for all our Money 101s, our Wine, Women, and Wealth that are coming up. Please feel free to log on there, find us. Please attend some of our virtual events because we give away lots of good information. I mean, we're always putting out great information. If you love what you hear in here, you'll love what you hear there even more. I can be reached at Michelle with one L, M-I-C-H-E-L-E dot E-W-I-N-G 1 at gmail.com. I can also be reached at www.livingbenefits.com/lifetime legacies. Yes, it's long. I know it is, but you can find it. You can do it. I'm telling you. Or just shoot me a quick email at michele.ewing1@gmail.com.
Great. Kevin, can you give your information? Also, repeat the location to log on to upcoming events, just in case somebody didn't have
Absolutely.
Their pencil ready the first time. Okay.
Absolutely. You can reach me at my email address, which is Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, period, Green, G-R-E-E-N, at FiveRingsFinancial.com, all spelled out. And you can find our events at 5, 5, R-F, East, period, Eventbrite.com. All of our virtual events will be listed there, from the Wine, Women, and Wealth, our Money 101s, Working with Five Rings, our Career 101, all these workshops are there. They're all free of charge. You can attend them. They vary in length from 30 minutes to an hour, and we have something going on at least 5 out of every 7 days.
Great. Michelle, we're coming down to that last minute and 59 seconds. What advice would you give our listeners about their own money personalities?
I would say, regardless of what your personality is, just embrace yourself. Don't change who you are. Accept it, love it, and grow it. Grow it from there. For example, I'm a spender, but I have always paid myself first because I know that my future was important. So I'm on here, and I'm laughing, and I'm having fun, and I talk about my spending habits, but I also had to learn how to gain positive control of those spending habits for the benefit of my future and for the benefit of my children's future. So I had to imply some choices and some discipline. So don't beat yourself up, whatever your money personality is. Somebody that's a huge saver, find some balance, find somebody, you know, that offsets you. Like Kevin said, somebody that's a little more free-spirited can get him to move a little bit. So somebody like me would need somebody who's a little more conservative to be like, hold on, hold it easy, Mufasa. You know, let's think about this one for a minute, you know, and decide whether we can wait a day. Because that's one thing my father would always say, you know, if you don't need it right now, you can wait. So just balance and embrace who you are and grow from there.
Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of another exciting episode of Finances with Francine and Friends. If you would like to contact me after the show, my number is 757 567-6734, or you can reach me at fhumphrey@fiveringsfinancial.com. Please tune in next Friday for another episode of Finances with Francine and Friends. Michelle and Kevin, thank you so much. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Yes, be safe out there. Wear your mask, people. We love you, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye, y'all.
Goodbye, Francine.
Goodbye.